We will start off hour two with some discussion on K-State football. An article from ESPN today says K-State's hype is overblown. I have a very purple-tinted glasses response to that, but then I'll take them off to discuss a comparison that I'm making today between Bill Snyder and Nick Saban in terms of who the better value is as a college football coach. We do not have You Can't Be Serious today since it's Jabroni of the Week, so I'm going to throw this in at the end of the first hour. This is one of the strangest stories I have ever read. A New York City man is on a mission to... I'm just reading this straight from the story. A New York City man is on a mission to flush the cremated remains of his lifelong friend, a plumber, down ballpark toilets around the country. So far, this guy has been to 16 ballparks, 16 stadiums, flushing some of the ashes of his cremated friend down a toilet in each one. I understand that he was a plumber and he was a baseball fan. It's still creepy. Very, very creepy.
Better make sure there's enough ashes to go around for all 30.
Yeah, well, especially, like, let's say you're at Kauffman Stadium and you walk in and you see a guy holding a plastic bottle that you can see has some ashes in it. Like, and probably in that context, you're not going to be thinking, oh, those are cremated human remains. But still, like, if you saw that and you knew about this story, you'd have to be a little bit creeped out by it, right?
Well, imagine, you know, you just finished a beer. You go to the urinal.
Yeah.
You do your business. You look over to the left, and somebody's pouring ashes down down the toilet. You would have thought you've seen it all at a ballpark, right? You go to ball games all the time. And you look over and you see somebody dumping ashes down the toilet.
Yeah? Man.
I wouldn't know what to think.
Let's see.
I don't even know if I'd say a word to the guy.
Okay, so this guy, I'm reading more of the story. McDonald's spoons out the ashes from an old peanut can wrapped in Mets ticket stubs that he keeps next to World Series highlight videos and his collection of 149 Baseball Hall of Fame autographs. These are baseball guys, true and true. Man, I'm kind of sad that I didn't just save this for tomorrow's You Can't Be Serious or something.
I see why he doesn't want all his ashes all in one stadium, being a Mets fan.
Well, you don't want them to all be at Citi Field, right?
I mean, I love Citi Field, but the Mets aren't the best.
Right. And it just says 16 stadiums. It doesn't say which ones. I want to know if he's been to Kauffman Stadium.
Oh, that's last on the list.
I want to know what bathroom he used. I really want to know what toilet was the one that was used.
See,
for
it's
that.
Normal for like myself. I have a goal to make it to all 30 ballparks. Not necessarily. I mean, there might be a new ballpark built at some point, like for the Braves, like the new one that was just built.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to go to a home game for each Major League Baseball team. I think I've been to like 6 or 7.
Now, do you have to be alive? Or,
yes.
could your ashes be taken?
I don't want
taken?
My ashes dumped down a toilet.
Okay. See, I've been to, I don't know how you would count this. I've been to 6 major league parks, but I've only been to baseball games at 4 of them. Because 2 of the ones that I've been to were for K-State bowl game pep rallies. I'm talking about Arlington before the 2012 Cotton Bowl, and then Chase Field before the Fiesta Bowl in 2013 or 2014. I'm sorry, the next year, 2013.
Only one stadium I've been to that wasn't for a baseball game. That was in Detroit.
Okay.
But I've been nearly to all the AL Central and
I've been
both in New York.
This is such a cliche sports radio topic, but I've been to Kauffman. I've been to Wrigley. I've been to Rogers Center in Toronto. And I have been to Safeco Field in Seattle. Those are the 4 that I've been at for actual ball games. They were pretty good, but I've got a soft spot in my heart for Kauffman Stadium. There's no doubt about that. I don't know why you said that one would be saved for last. Be nice. Be nice to
it's
Kauffman Stadium.
It's the most desirable destination.
It's a fun ballpark. I don't care what you say about it. Coming up next, ESPN says K-State is overhyped. How does that make sense? We'll talk about it next.